Hello, this is your host, Allie Hansen. Welcome or welcome back to the Overcome and Become podcast. Let's get motivated. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the one and only Overcome and Become podcast. This is your host, Allie Hansen, and I cannot express to you guys the excitement that I have to be here today. We took about a month-long break from the podcast because I really wanted to be able to reset, rejuvenate, and come back with some bangers, come back with some incredible episodes. So that's what we're going to get into today, and I cannot wait for it. So first off, like always, let's start off with a little life recap. I'm going to keep it brief, even though there's a lot that I could recap you on. But one thing in particular, I am having the incredible honor to get to go to the Jazz basketball game up in Salt Lake City because one of the old missionaries, Brevin McPeak, he used to serve in Page, and he moved up to Salt Lake for school and has been working at the Jazz Stadium, and they always present a cancer survivor. I believe it's during halftime. And so the person for this week like dropped out, so a bunch of people sent in a bunch of nominations and they ended up picking me, which is super exciting. So I get to go up there and I get to be presented as a cancer survivor during halftime. And when I get to do things like this, it makes me so excited because I know how hard it was to go through cancer. I know the struggles that I went through, the long journey that it was. And so getting the opportunity to be honored for being a cancer survivor, I love that. Not only for me, but also for other people because there are so many other cancer survivors in the world, and it's a big deal. Like, if you can beat cancer, that is a big deal. So getting the opportunity to be presented is amazing. I'm wearing a super cute outfit. You know me, I love fashion. So I'm wearing these really cute jeans, this orange bodysuit with my Gucci belt, and these cute wedges. And then I think they're giving me a jersey. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm really excited to go. A lot of my family's gonna be there, so it's gonna be a good time because I definitely miss all of them, so I cannot wait to get up there. We're actually leaving right after I finish recording this podcast, but let's get into what this podcast is actually about because I am just thrilled and chomping at the bit to get started. Alrighty, as you saw by the title of this episode, in this episode, we are going to be talking about nutrition. Now, this is something that I have gotten a completely new perspective on recently. As I've mentioned before, I love listening to other podcasts, big or small, because I have a podcast of my own. I know how it feels when people listen to mine. So I love to be able to support other people. One that I found more recently is called Transform, and it is by Sammy Spalter and Sammy Clark. Please forgive me if I pronounce those names wrong, but I ended up loving this episode. Recently, I got to clean our VRBO out in Greenhaven that we have, and that takes quite a few hours, so I was listening to a podcast, and normally I go for a little bit shorter ones, but this one was about an hour and a half, and they had a guest on, and her name was Shreya Barlow. I know I pronounced her last name right, but I'm not 100% sure about her first one. Anyways, she is this nutritionist, she's this food therapist, and this podcast was absolutely phenomenal. Like, if I could recommend one podcast episode to someone, it would be this one, because I'm telling you, I learned so much and I got a completely new perspective because we all know how hard nutrition can be sometimes, right? It can be really, really hard because we can put in a lot of time, a lot of work in the gym, on a run, in a workout class, on a bike, and then we can eat like crap. So then it's kind of like we're working against ourselves, but that's really hard because coming from a firsthand perspective, those cookies look really good a lot of the time. Or for me, I don't really drink coffee at all. I don't drink tea at all. And so something that I've always drank is soda. And I love soda. Dr. Pepper's my favorite. I also love Mountain Dew a lot, which is like the worst drink on earth for you. And I find myself getting those cravings pretty frequently and relying on them, knowing that it's not going to make me feel very good. Because if I'm being honest, when I drink soda, I feel terrible after, especially if it's a big soda. I go get my Polar Pop from Circle K. I just feel really, really gross after. But I always was like, all right, I want to be able to get into routines and healthy eating habits, but how am I supposed to do this? Because you hear all of these tips and tricks and it's like, okay, I'm going to do them, but they don't really tell you how to do them. It's just like, oh, do them. But one of the biggest things is you can't completely go cold turkey. So if you really are wanting to transform your outer and inner state of yourself, you have to be able to work up to it. So if you're putting in that time on working in the gym or running, whatever your form of physical activity is too, and maybe that's the easy part for you. Then when you step over into the nutrition side, that's equally as important, and I know we have talked about that before, you have to work up to it because people are going to be really good at some things and really bad at other things. And I was, not this podcast actually, but I was listening to this girl speak, and she was talking about this book that she was reading. And when you go to school, you are trained to learn everything. You're supposed to know how to do math, whether that's algebra, whether that's geometry, or any form of math. You're expected to know English, so reading, writing, comprehension, grammar, all of that. You're expected to know science, biology, general science, chemistry, the list goes on, and then history. And she went on to talk about how we're trained to be able to know all of these things, not perfectly, but pretty close to perfectly, right? That's why you go, you learn something, you take a test on it to see if you know it. And 100% would mean you know what you were taught perfectly. And she said that while that can be beneficial, people should not rely on that their whole life, because if everyone was expected to be incredible at everything, no one would be individual. And so it totally gave me a new perspective that maybe that's why I'm a lot better at English than I am at science. Maybe that's why I understand it more, because maybe I do like English a lot more. And that doesn't mean that I'm just gonna drop my science class, because obviously if you're in college, if you're in high school, if you're in any form of school, there's specific credits that you need. But when you get into your real life, something to engrave into your brain is that you don't have to be perfect at everything. And there are so many different parts of life and so many different things that play into everything. So when we look at our fitness, when we look at our nutrition, when we look at our hydration, really that healthy, healthy side of us, we have to realize that we are not going to be perfect at everything. Some things are going to be a lot easier for us than other people. For me personally, my whole life, I have always found it easier on the physical activity side than the nutrition and hydration side. And this is because I simply love to move my body. I've always played sports. I've always been a big lake girl. And if you know anything about the lake, it is definitely physically demanding. And so naturally, the physical activity side has come easier for me. So it's easy for me to stick to that. And that's not to say that I'm not unmotivated at times. And that's not to say that I work out every single day, because that's not the case at all. That's just saying that I find it a lot easier to be able to do that versus the nutrition side. I really struggle with that side a lot more. It's really, really hard for me. And something that I have been really thinking about more recently, I've had a lot of time to think since I haven't been doing my podcast, is how do I know when I'm full and when I'm not? Because a huge cause to gaining weight or to kind of getting out of shape is people overeat. They overfeed themselves frequently because things just look really good. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you eat something and you say you're full because you know that you're going to have a delicious dessert after and you're really looking forward to that more. So really you should be full from your dinner, but you always say that you're saving room for your dessert. It's kind of that same concept. So how do you figure out when you're full? And listening to this podcast from the Transform podcast with this nutritionist, she was talking about how you have to romanticize everything. And I know that that word almost seems kind of like a trend because you see on Instagram a lot, you see on TikTok a lot, oh, I'm romanticizing my night routine or I'm romanticizing my work routine so that I enjoy it more. And although, yes, it can be a trend, there can be incredible things that come from this because this nutritionist went on to describe that if you are intentional with your eating, if you truly romanticize it, so take time, make a meal, make a snack, put it on a plate, and really enjoy it. She said a lot of people are distracted when they eat, and so then they almost eat everything and they don't even realize it, and then they're still hungry because they weren't really focusing on it. And so she said that you have to be able to focus on it. She said even if you're eating a chocolate bar, put it on a plate, because then maybe instead of eating a whole chocolate bar, you're eating a half a chocolate bar. And so then you're not overeating, overfeeding yourself, and you're feeling a lot better. Another huge thing that she was talking about that I thought was really interesting, and by the way, I'm not even quoting her. This is all stuff that I just kind of took and learned for myself. I just want to preface that. But she was talking about bioindividuality because oftentimes people ask very general questions. And one of those big general questions is, how do I eat healthy? How do I cut out all of this stuff that is really not making me feel good? And she said, here's the problem with those general questions is people are individual. People's bodies work different. So while a lot of carbs and a lot of grains may work really well for someone and make someone have a lot of energy, make someone feel really good, for someone else who might be gluten-free, it makes them feel terrible. It makes them feel bloated. It makes them feel groggy and a lot less energy. And that can go for all of your food categories, right? We have our carbs and we have our proteins and we have our fats and we have our dairy. I know dairy's a big one that a lot of people feel like, oh my gosh, I can't do dairy. But for me, I can do dairy because I actually love milk. It really, really hydrates me. It has a lot of great nutrients, and it's actually a beverage that I can feel almost satisfied and full after. But I know for other people, even in my personal life, they can't have dairy whatsoever because it makes them sick. It really makes them feel terrible. And so you have to figure out what makes you feel good. You can't look at an eating plan that was just created for thousands and thousands or even hundreds of people and be like, okay, I'm going to follow this and it's going to make me feel good, because that's not the case at all. What makes me feel good is going to make you feel a different way. So you have to realize that. Something that I find very interesting when it comes to nutrition, what you're fueling your body with, is a lot of times we tell ourselves lies or we make up excuses for yourself. And I am 1,000,000% guilty of this. I will always make up an excuse for why I should go get a Slurpee from Circle K or why I should eat a cookie. And it's always like, oh, well, I did good on this in school, or oh, well, it's this person's birthday that I know in Phoenix, or whatever it may be. I can always find an excuse. And so we have to stop lying to ourselves. We just have to look ourselves straight in the mirror and be like, yeah, if I want that cookie, I'm going to eat it. Knowing that maybe I don't react well to cookies, I know I'm going to feel like that after, but I'm choosing to eat it. So you're taking that accountability, you're taking that initiative to know what you're doing and how you're going to feel after. So for me, my big thing is soda. Soda works really well for a lot of people, and I still drink this. I don't want you guys to think that I'm like, oh, this big health nut that never has cookies or never has ice cream or never has soda, because I still have it pretty frequently, but I'm really trying to create a more balanced routine. But going back to it, soda makes me feel awful. It makes me feel bloated and just kind of like, oh, I shouldn't have drank that. And every time after I drink it, I almost regret it. And I think that's because I never own up to the fact that when I drink it, I know I'm going to feel terrible. And this was a new perspective that got put on food and drinks for me, was that if you can say, all right, it's Christmas time, and obviously people are eating a lot more during Christmas time, and they're eating a lot more sweets because this is a time of year that only comes around one time of year. But never let it be an excuse that I'm eating this because it's Christmas. I'm eating this because I'm at a party and everyone else is eating it. You shouldn't have to put almost your burdens on someone else or something else. You should do it for you, because at the end of the day, it comes down to what you're consuming, what you're putting in your body. So what are you going to choose? Because you are never actually doing it for someone else. If you're at a party and you want a slice of pizza, don't be like, oh, well, I'm healthy, but I'm just going to eat it because I'm at this party and I don't want to be judged by everyone else. No, you should eat it because you want that slice of pizza. And so in ways to be able to prepare for scenarios like this, maybe you really are trying to get summer ready, let's say. That's a big thing. People really want to be able to feel their most confident self before summer, which I completely understand. I want to feel like that too, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So maybe if you do have a party, you do have an event, you're fueling yourself with good whole nutrients before you go to that party. So then when you get there, you're like, okay, maybe I still eat something so I don't look like out of place, but it's not as much. It's not so much to where it's going to affect me and really weigh me down and make me feel bad. And another thing too is oftentimes if you go to an event, if it's a really planned, thought out, organized event, they will have a menu that you can look at ahead of time. So if you were to look at that menu, you can prepare yourself and you can know what you are going to eat. And when it comes to nutrition, it is a practice where you have to have a lot of patience. And patience are really hard. It's really hard to have patience, especially when it's so much trial and error, because going back to that bio individuality, it's going to come with a lot of trial and error, because you're not going to be able to eat exactly like the person sitting next to you and look exactly like them. That's why oftentimes you will hear these big fitness influencers talk about how I can share my recipes with you. I can show you these things. I can show you even the workouts that I'm doing. But even if you were to follow everything I did word for word, action for action, step by step, you will never look exactly how I look, because this is what I've done for me. So you have to break it down. Plan out a couple meals that you know you love that are going to taste good, in that you're like, okay, I can see how this is going to fuel my body and I know how it makes me feel. So that way, 80% of the time, you're able to do that. But then when Christmas comes around, when your birthday comes around, when that party comes around, maybe you're just wanting to have a great boat day and you want to have that soda and you want to have those cookies and you want to have that ice cream, you can do that. But remember, you're taking the accountability to know what you're doing, and know that you're probably not going to feel as good after you eat a bag of candy, a jar of ice cream, and a whole can of soda versus if you were to make a whole nutrient meal, because everyone knows how they're going to feel. It's pretty obvious. So stepping into that, take that initiative and figure out what works best for you. Take the time to have some trial and error to figure out how you're going to feel. Because at the end of the day, as much as people want that outer appearance, and as important as that is to a lot of people, I know it's important to me, because sometimes it can be really mentally hard if you're not physically feeling your best, right? And so, of course, we want to have that outer appearance to be what we want it to be. But it's way more important that you figure out how you feel on the inside first. And that all comes from what you are putting in your body and what you are putting on your body. So that's really, really important to remember. Because I can absolutely promise you that what you put in your body, that internal mind and body, is going to shine out. I remember I asked my mom a question a really long time ago, and I was a little girl. I was probably, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9, and I asked her, I saw this girl somewhere, and I said, "Mom, I want you to be honest with me. Do you think I'm prettier, or do you think she's prettier?" And she was kind of a mean girl, I'm pretty sure, if I remember this right, and my mom said, "Look, it all comes from what's on the inside," and I truly believe that if you are feeling good on the inside, if you are kind on the inside, what you look like on the outside is going to be completely different. It's going to be something that people gravitate towards. It's going to be something that you are proud of. So figure out how you're going to be able to fuel your body with that proper nutrition. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I loved it so much. It's going to be such a good one, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week for another very exciting episode. Bye!